I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. In the ongoing culture wars, an old theme was reiterated by the man who became Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, attacked what he called the dictatorship of relativism in academic and religious thought. But commentator James Davison Hutter says relativism is not just a philosophical position, it's a characteristic of life in the contemporary world.
Most people do not grasp relativism as an intellectual argument, but rather as the experience of uncertainty, and uncertainty has become one of the dominant features of our age. It was not supposed to work out that way. The great promise of the European Enlightenment of the 17th and 18th centuries was that by reason alone we could attain truth, a truth beyond the reach of doubt, free from the prejudices of subjectivity, and essential to a life worth living. Yet what was supposed to have been the capacity of reason to achieve certainty turned out to be the compulsion to doubt everything. What was supposed to lead to objectivity has led us to endless subjectivities, that truth is really all just a matter of personal perspective and preference. As the intellectual historian John Patrick Diggins once said, our modern culture leaves us with the ability to question everything and the capacity to affirm nothing. This is not just a dilemma for academic philosophers and literary critics, but a problem everyone faces. The very conditions of our contemporary world reinforce these tendencies. A consumerism whose chief characteristic is endless personal choice, an entertainment media that is mostly void of anything morally serious, and a political culture dominated by cynical partisan interest. Skepticism and ironic detachment seem to be in the air we breathe and the water we drink. The reality, of course, is that this is a difficult, if not impossible, way to live. This lightness of being is, in fact, unbearable. It is not surprising, then, that we are witness to a backlash from various fundamentalisms, both religious and secular. What seems to characterize all fundamentalisms is the view that history has gone or could go awry. The burden of the fundamentalists, then, is to make history right again, or to keep it on the right track. The goal would seem to be a world where uncertainty and doubt are gone, or at least held at bay. If this is right, it helps to explain the vehemence of radical Islamicist movements and the tactics of intimidation by certain factions of the American religious right. By the same token, it helps to explain the intolerance of the French government toward Muslim dress codes and the hostility to traditional religion we now find in the op-ed pages of the major American newspapers. And yet, to listen carefully, one soon realizes that the fury of the fundamentalist impulse, religious and secular, is itself inspired more by doubt than confidence, more by fear than trust. The loudness of the voices is, in some ways, an attempt to drown out the uncertainty that is a basic fixture of our modern world. As Walter Lippmann once observed, while the acids of modernity have undermined our ability to believe, they have not eroded our need to believe in something. And as it turns out, we moderns continue to hold beliefs and affirm truths and do so in communities and traditions of extraordinary variety. The problem is that we don't know how to anchor and draw from those beliefs in a world defined by the poles of relativism and fundamentalism.
James Davison Hutter directs the Institute for Advanced Studies in Culture at the University of Virginia. He's the author of Culture Wars, The Struggle to Define America.